Activist Radio is on the air. You've tuned in to the Mark Harrington Show, sponsored by Created Equal. Mark is training a new generation of leaders to take on the culture of death and win.
You don't like abortion, don't have one.
The only thing that can be said to be objective truth is that there is no objective truth.
It does come out in one piece. It comes out in one piece.
I would argue that we certainly are not all created equal.
And now, here's Mark.
Imagine a world, if you will, for just a moment. Imagine a world where children, just like this one, of this model, of this 20-week baby, imagine a world where these children are dismembered legally, and there's an entire industry built around trying to keep them, people allowed to dismember them piece by piece. Imagine that dystopian America. Think about it. Think about that for a minute. Is that dystopian, or is that the America that we now see? If you don't know what the word dystopian means, let me read that to you. This is the definition of dystopian. Relating to or denoting an imagined place or state in which everything is unpleasant. That fits. Or bad, and typically totalitarian. Well, it definitely fits the unpleasant and bad when we're dismembering preborn babies like this one I'm being held that I'm holding up right now. But that's the world we live in. Today here on the Mark Harrington Show, I want to talk about dystopian America, not the dystopian America that The Handmaid's Tale depicts, which now pro-abortion advocates are using to try to forecast what it might look like in the future if folks like myself get my way and legislatures across the country get their way by banning abortions, by banning dismemberment abortions. No, not that dystopian America, although we are going to talk about The Handmaid's Tale, that stupid, silly Hulu series that's now making its way and, of course, got resurrected because of the abortion debate, frankly. I mean, it really didn't have a whole lot of play prior to that, but we're going to talk about that. But not that dystopian America. We're going to talk about the dystopian America where out in the open we're talking about dismembering children and the fact that we even have to consider that we're going to be banning this. I mean, it's still hard for me after 20 years of fighting abortion that we're even still doing this, folks. I mean, it's just hard for me to even imagine the fact that we're dismembering children and it's legal and we have a large portion of our country supporting that idea. It's still almost impossible for me to believe, but it is what it is. It's certainly not dystopian, unfortunately. It should be. I mean, it should be. It is happening in America. So we're going to be talking about dystopian America here on the Mark Harrington Show. By the way, coming to you live here from the Created Equal Studios. And keep in mind, every Thursday at 1 p.m., we stream this program over several media platforms, including Facebook here on our Created Equal page. So mark your calendar for the future when we do this. So let's talk about this dystopian idea of destroying several bills making their way in the legislatures in the state of Texas, Ohio, and Missouri that are going to ban dismemberment abortions, okay? And there's one in the state of Ohio. It's Senate Bill 145, and if you would, Mr. Producer, if you would put that article up on the stream here, we can go through it with you folks. This is a bill that would ban dismemberment abortions in the state of Ohio. Dismemberment abortion as the dismembering abortion means with the purpose of causing the death of an unborn child. Causing the death of an unborn child, to dismember a living unborn child and extract the unborn child one piece at a time from the uterus through use of clamps, grasping forceps, tongs, scissors, or similar instruments that through the convergence of two rigid levers, that's what we're talking about right here, convergence of two rigid levers, slice, crush, grasp, or portion of the grasp a portion of the unborn child's body to cut or rip it off. That is a dismemberment abortion. That's the description of it. If you would also put up in the left-hand corner, if you would, the graph or the actual diagrams of the dismemberment abortion, you'll get a better idea of what I'm talking about here. Folks, I mean, the fact that we're even considering this, go ahead and play the graph, not the photo. There we go. That's better. The dismemberment abortion. Here we are discussing this in a state legislature. We're calling it a dismemberment abortion. And the fact that it's still almost surreal to me, dystopian, I guess you could say, that we're actually discussing whether we should be doing this in America or not. I mean, it's unbelievable. We have to ban dismemberment of children? Hard to imagine. But this is what a dismemberment abortion looks like, okay? It's actually, for the medical term, if you will, it's called a D&E or a dilation and evacuation abortion, but best described as a dismemberment abortion. And in a dismemberment abortion, the baby is basically clamped. Now I'm gonna. This is a model. If you would come back to me for a second, this is a model of a 20-week baby right here. Okay, this is a model of a 20-week baby. Now, 14 weeks and forward, this baby would likely, if aborted, would be the dismemberment abortion procedure would be used, or a D&E, dilation and evacuation. And what happens is the abortionist or the killer dilates the cervix, and after the cervix is dilated enough, inserts these forceps, okay? And one by one begins to dismember the baby, tearing the baby apart limb by limb by limb, arm, leg, foot. Eventually then the entire body of the baby is then removed from the uterus. And then finally at the end, having to crush the baby's head. That's a dismemberment abortion. That's a D&E abortion. That's a dilation and evacuation abortion. And that's what's being proposed to be banned in the state of Ohio, places around the country. A dismemberment abortion. Okay? So it's clamp, twist, and pull, and repeat. Clamp, twist, repeat. Pull and repeat on and over and over and again. That is a D&E, dilation and evacuation, or a dismemberment abortion. And that is what SB 145 in the state of Ohio would ban. And as I said, this is patterned off of the success of the partial birth abortion ban, because the term partial birth made it into our lexicon. People, just by the sound of it, immediately understood what we're dealing with. And when people hear the word dismemberment, they understand what's going on, and therefore it has a lot of educational value. Of course, the other side hates. They hate the idea of dismemberment. Rights Action, Dismemberment Support League, the National Dismemberment Support League, those who support the dismemberment of children. That's what NARAL. That's who they are. 3,000 of these dismemberment abortions occur in the state of Ohio every year. It is the most common second trimester describing dismemberment. Americans are now being exposed to a very common second trimester procedure, and we're using the word dismemberment. I mean, and we know what dismemberment, you don't need to really describe what dismemberment is. It makes sense, right? Most people understand it. So in that way, it has great value. But the problem is with these bills, just with the partial birth abortion ban or any bill or attempt to ban a particular procedure, is that abortionists are going to figure out another way to kill. I mean, in this bill, unfortunately, the dismemberment actually has to cause the death of the child, which leaves a gigantic loophole that you could drive a Mack truck through. And that is, the abortionist could simply cause the baby to die prior to the dismemberment. That's one problem with the bill. Just on the face of it, is whether it's really going to result in the banning of and the reductions of abortions, because we're banning a certain type of abortion. In this case, the abortionist can simply cause the baby to die prior to the dismemberment. So that's one of the bigger problems. The dismemberment has to cause the death of the child. So if the child is killed beforehand, then he can use a dismemberment method and just dismember the baby after the baby's killed. And they do that by using digoxin. They use that. They insert a long needle and insert this drug called digoxin that actually causes the preborn baby to have a heart attack. There is a way to do that. Now, with second trimester children, that probably is a lot more difficult because they're smaller and it's harder to get into the heart of the child. But for third trimester babies, late-term abortions, they routinely use digoxin to first kill the baby prior to actually causing the abortion. And that's the problem with the partial birth abortion ban, is that abortionists can find a way around it. The partial birth abortion ban did not ban late-term abortions, folks. It didn't. It just banned a particular way of killing the baby, just as this dismemberment ban would. It's just a particular way of taking the child's life. And the abortionists can find other ways to do that. I mean, it's like saying, we're going to ban all handguns. Okay. Well, is that going to stop somebody from picking up a knife or a bat? No. I mean, there are other ways to kill people, not just using a handgun. Same problem. It makes it more difficult, probably. It's not as simple, but it will still allow the abortionist to figure out another way. And the problem with all of these is that the real issue is demand for abortion. The fact that women still want to kill their babies, that's really the issue. Now, yeah, I support this bill. You might wonder why. I mean, just because of the educational value in and of itself. Just as I support the heartbeat bills. The heartbeat bills have educated thousands, if not millions, of Americans on the fact that the preborn baby has a heartbeat at about 22 weeks. That alone, I mean, at an instant, people understand, oh, heartbeat, life, right? Dismemberment, murder. We get it. Partial birth abortion? Oh, baby's partially born and we're killing them. Right. Wait. So in that sense, the educational value is I think, very much worth our efforts. But we need to be realistic to the idea that this probably will not likely end all second trimester abortions. It's just going to make it more difficult for abortionists to figure out a way to kill them. And if they cause the baby to die prior to the dismemberment, then they can get around the bill. But having said all that, it's still being opposed by NARAL. I mean, go figure, right? The National Dismemberment Action League. The National Dismemberment Action League, or I guess that doesn't fit the acronym, does it, the acronym NARAL. But it should be called the National Dismemberment Action League. Because that's what they're supporting. They're supporting the dismemberment of preborn babies. And last week in the Ohio legislature, NARAL came out to propose to protest this bill, this dismemberment abortion bill, SB 145 in our Senate here in the state of Ohio. And they did it by dressing up as handmaidens, playing off of this Hulu. I don't watch Hulu. This program that's on Hulu called The Handmaid's Tale, which is off of a book that was written in the 1980s about this dystopian America where totalitarian governments force women to be pregnant in order to deal with the infertility problem in the country. And, you know, as you can imagine, white elitist white men who are in charge are the ones who impregnate the women and force them to birth these babies. And so this is supposedly a futuristic look at America if we banned abortion, apparently. That's what the abortion advocates are trying to they're trying to use this Handmaid's Tale Hulu series in the book to say that we are heading towards this dystopian America where women will be forced to simply be pregnancy machines, birthing babies without consent, because white men rule rule America. That's basically the thinking behind it. And so these folks showed up at the Senate bill hearing for Senate Bill 145 last week, and they dressed in these costumes with this hood and this red dress, if you will. And they sat there supposedly in submission, quiet, not saying a word, just like The Handmaid's Tale in the Hulu TV series. The idea was to communicate to legislators that we're heading towards this dystopian America where there'll be handmaids who are forced to be pregnant, forced to birth babies because the country's run by white men, and that's how we'll force women to have babies. Now, you know, it's kind of creative. You got to hand them some. You got to give them a little bit of credit there. Now, this isn't original. I mean, Hillary Clinton was the first one to come up with this earlier this year after she got beat by Donald Trump in the presidential election. She got the award from Planned Parenthood as the, I don't remember what they called it. She was the woman of the century or something, abortion supporter of the century or something like that. Mr. Producer, if you would, can you make that full screen? And we're going to play this video. This is Hillary Clinton speaking at the Planned Parenthood fundraiser, where she was given the Hero of the Century or Woman of the Century or something like that, Woman of the Year. I don't remember what it was. Well, that's when she introduced this idea of this Handmaid's Tale and how we are now moving towards this future of America where women are being forced to be pregnant and give birth. Go ahead and play that video if you would.
We come tonight to celebrate the last 100 years, the progress that generations have fought so hard for. And what a time it is to be holding this centennial. Just ask those who have been watching The Handmaid's Tale, a book I read and was captivated by years ago.
I doubt she read it.
I am not suggesting this dystopian future is around the corner, but
really,
this show has prompted important conversations about women's rights and autonomy. In The Handmaid's Tale, women's rights are gradually, slowly stripped away. As one character says, we didn't look up from our phones until it was too late. It is not too late for us. But we have to encourage the millions of women and men who support Planned Parenthood's mission to keep fighting. And to paraphrase Margaret Atwood, we can never let them grind us down. Progress is never fully won. It has to be renewed generation after generation. And we stand on the shoulders of the women and men who came before us and march alongside young activists who are leading the way forward. Some of you have heard me say that I have this new mantra that I had pop into my head during one of my long walks in the woods.
Long walks in the woods, yeah.
I highly recommend long walks in the
woods. Yeah, she needs a lot of long walks in the woods right now.
And with the commitment and courage of everyone here tonight and millions for the next 100 years.
God forbid that Planned Parenthood's still around in 100 years. By the way, aren't you glad that Hillary Clinton has time to walk in the woods, those long walks in the woods? I, for one, am very happy about that. So go for it, Hillary. Take all those long walks you want. I'm for it. You know, this whole Handmaid's Tale, resurrecting this book that probably was almost nobody read, and I doubt that Hillary Clinton read it either, although she said she did. This 1980s book about this dystopian America where women are forced to get pregnant and give birth and being forced to by men, fathers who are white elitist leaders of the country or whatever. You know, a couple of things real quick on that. First of all, this is the politics of genitalia at its worst. That is, those on the abortion side, those who support abortion advocates, constantly talking about how if you don't have a womb, you don't have an opinion, right? If you're not a female and you can't experience abortion, you shouldn't have a say in whether it should be legal or not. They have basically made women into objects, not America as a whole. That's what they've done by saying abortion. Women are simply the combination of their ability to have sex and have children. And that's it. They have no other value to the world. In order to be equal to men, they have to be able to kill their babies. You're not equal to men unless you can dismember your children. So they have created this kind of image of women that they're really, it boils down to their genitalia, their wombs, if you will. They've reduced women to wombs. And this Handmaid's Tale, playing off of that, using that as an example or possible example of what might come in the future in America, is simply playing more into that idea that women are simply just wombs that are, I mean, they're the ones doing that, not the men. And it really results from this idea that women in America, those feminists out there, really just, when it boils down to it, they hate men. These feminists, these ultra-feminist, liberal, pro-abort advocates that do this Handmaid's Tale and show up at these bills, dismemberment bills, protesting, they just hate men. They just, that's the bottom line with that. You know, when I look at it, this Handmaid's Tale, first of all, a couple of things. If you notice, if you put up the picture in that corner again, you can't really tell exactly, but it's interesting that they're all white. I looked at the photos at this Senate bill hearing. They're all white. All the women are white. And I thought they were about diversity. The other thing is that, you know, hoods, killing people, kind of harkens back to another time in our country. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes. That's it. The KKK, right? Don't we remember a time that African-Americans were discriminated based on their skin color? And there was an entire organization called the KKK, by the way, supported by primarily Democrats and liberals, not conservatives, who wore hoods and supported the lynching of blacks. I'm not sure The Handmaid's Tale, that image of hoods and red outfits like we have here in this photo, is a good visual for them. They might want to rethink that. Hoods and killing people. Hoods and discrimination. Wearing hoods and calling for the slaughter of a particular type of person based on the arbitrary characteristics of age in the case of abortion, or in the case of African-Americans based on their skin color. I'm not sure they want to give us that image, because first of all, that's the first thing I thought of. People wearing hoods reminds me of the Ku Klux Klan. So here we are, dismemberment abortion bans in Ohio, Texas, and other states. And these are going to catch on. You're going to see more of these across the country. And you're probably going to see pro-abortion advocates coming out dressed like handmaids, trying to play off this Hulu series and the book that was written in the 1980s, trying to make the point that we're moving back to this time where women are simply just going to be incubators for babies, forced to give birth out without their will. By the way, no one's forcing women to have babies in America. There's a little bit of a disconnect right there in the analogy, too. Handmaids in this dystopian tale, right, in this Hulu series, are being compelled physically, forcefully, violently, in fact, to have children, right? Other than in the cases of rape or incest, women are freely choosing to have sex in America. That hasn't changed. So this analogy totally breaks down when you compare it to what's happening in America with abortion. Women are having sex because they want to. It's something they want to do, and they don't want the consequences of having sex. Very different than this Handmaid's Tale. Women there are supposedly being forced to do it, forced to have sex, forced to be pregnant, forced to birth their child. That's not happening in America. No one's forcing women to have sex. Women are having sex because they want to. It's a choice of theirs, except for rape and incest. So 98% of all these abortions and 98% of all the pregnancies out there are because women choose to have sex. It's not because they're being compelled or forced physically to do so. So the whole analogy kind of breaks down, doesn't it? Doesn't it? It really doesn't work in that case. So anyway, a little creative. Got to give them some points for creativity. But it, when it's compared to the Ku Klux Klan, when it's compared to what's happening in America, kind of falls short, in my opinion, of that. So here's the deal, folks. We have this Senate Bill 145, this dismemberment abortion ban that's now having hearings in the state of Ohio. And, folks, I want you to be able to support this bill, okay? For the simple fact that it has an educating effect on people that hear about it and the hearings and all the press and everything else that's brought out about it. People now attribute abortion to dismemberment, which is a good thing. I can't believe we're even talking about this. This really is dystopian America when we're talking about dismemberment in the ways that we are. But we need to be able to support it. Here's the thing, and this is what blows my mind. Animals have more protection than children. This is the testimony that my colleague Emma Misko gave at the hearing this week regarding in support of the dismemberment abortion ban. And she talks about how animals have more protection than preborn children. And she talks about this Human Slaughter Act of 1958. Now, this is what I'm going to finish with this. More protections for animals than there are children. Now, that's dystopian. That's a dystopian America right there, that we protect animals more than we do babies, more than we do children. But here's the Human Slaughter Act of 1958. So it's been on the books for over 50 years. And it basically says this. The Human Slaughter Act, this is from her testimony, the Human Slaughter Act is a federal law meant to limit suffering of animals prior to slaughter. It requires that an animal must be completely sedated. See, we don't do that for abortion. We don't do that in a dismemberment abortion. We don't sedate the baby before we dismember the child. In this Humane Slaughter Act of 1958, animals have to be completely sedated and insensible to pain before death. In the law's text, the statute says, in case of cattle, calves, horses, mules, sheep, swine, pigs, and other livestock, all animals are rendered insensible to pain by a single blow or gunshot or an electrical, chemical, or other means that is rapid and effective before being shackled, hoisted, thrown, cast, or cut. This is the Humane Slaughter Act in 1958. It applies to animals right now. When we slaughter animals, they have to be sedated. They have to be insensible to pain. When we slaughter babies through dismemberment, like this, when we take a baby 15 weeks and up, 20 weeks, whatever, and we use this dismemberment procedure or dilation and evacuation, we don't use sedation. We just dismember the baby alive, one piece at a time, foot, arm, leg, and then crush the head and remove the head. And this is what abortion advocates support and defend in America. Unbelievable. These folks will go down like the KKK. They look like them now, you know, wearing these hoods. They look like the KKK, and they're acting like the KKK. Folks, we need to support this bill. If you would, Mr. Producer, put up the contact information. If you live in the state of Ohio, you can call this phone number at 614-466-8842. That's 614-466-8842. If you don't know who your state senator is, which I hope you will, but if you don't, you can ask and you can tell them where you live. They will let you know who your state senator is. And you need to ask them to support SB 145, the Dismemberment Abortion Ban Bill. Again, 614-466-8842. These bills are going to be making their ways across America and legislatures across America. Again, I am under no illusion these are actually going to maybe save children, because the abortionist figures out another way to kill, but it has a great educational ability to educate Americans, and therefore I support the legislation, and I hope you will too. Again, go. You could go to your phone, 614-466-8842. Call your state senator if you live in the state of Ohio, and hopefully if you live in Texas, Missouri, some of these other states, you can get behind these dismemberment abortion bans in this dystopian America in which we actually dismember children, and people know about it. It's supported by a large segment of the population, and we have organizations like NARAL, which we should be calling the National Dismemberment Action League, raising millions of dollars to keep it legal. That's dystopian, folks. That's dystopian America, not The Handmaid's Tale. That's just silly, and it's idiocy. So, folks, support this. Support this bill in the state of Ohio, and I will be keeping you up to speed about the dismemberment abortion ban in the state of Ohio and other places. Folks, tune in every Thursday at 1 p.m. here Eastern Time on Facebook and other media platforms. We'll be coming to you live from the Created Equal Studios. We'll see you next time. God bless you. God bless America. And remember, America, to bless God.
You've been listening to Mark Harrington, your radio activist. For more information on how to become a witness against the evil plague in America, call Created Equal at 614-269-7808, 614-269-7808, or go online to createdequal.net, createdequal.net. Be sure to tune to The Mark Harrington Show next time for your marching orders in the culture war.